The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
And
12 minutes after 12 midnight. Nobody should talk to anybody.
These
24 minutes are going to be very personal and serious moment for you. We are going to make certain declarations. For the first time, this crossover is unique in a certain way. Because of certain things that the Lord has taught me, which I have never known. I've never known. But with this year, we are starting. You see, the year 2024 is a prophetic year. It's a very serious year. It's a new beginning. Because when you put 2 + 0 + 2 + 4. You get 8. 8 is it? It's not a new beginning. So it is a new beginning for somebody. It is a year that you are going to experience things that you have never experienced since you were born. It is a year that you are going to see things that you have never seen since you were born. It is a year that you are going to touch things that you have never touched since you were born. And so get yourself prepared. Don't let any minute pass you by. But especially 12 minutes to 12 midnight.
And
12 minutes after 12 midnight. Please. Ushers. Be alert. Because this moment is for everyone. When you miss it, you miss it. So whilst you are ushering, even when somebody is dying at that time, let the person die. We'll resurrect the person. Those of you who are carrying babies, engage if your baby is trying to cry or whatever at that time. Tell the baby you two say what we are saying. Those of you who's at that time that your stomach will make some noise, that you should go to the special room there. Over to you.
And your wow.
Our team tonight is crossing over with the living Jesus. Crossing over with the living Jesus. Thus, Jesus is alive with your testimony. Jesus is alive with your testimony. In Luke chapter 8,
Luke 18,
verse 22 to 25. Luke chapter 8,
Luke 18,
verse 22 to 25. Now it happened on a certain day, that is today, that he got into a boat with his disciples. And he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. I like this version, New King James. And they launched out. Say, and they launched out. Say, I am about to be launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm, I like this version, came down on the lake. And they were filling with water and were in jeopardy, danger. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. When he arose, then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him. Amen. John chapter 14, verse number 6. Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lastly, we want to look at Micah chapter 2, verse 13. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, as long as Jesus lives in heaven and lives in your heart, your testimony is alive. Are you here with me? Your testimony is alive. Your dream is alive. Your expectation is alive. As long as Jesus is alive, everything of yours and everything about you in Christ is forever relevant. I say is forever relevant. Look, you are still relevant. In Christ, nothing expires. That was why God picked Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12. A 75-year-old man and a 65-year-old woman. That was why God picked them to produce a nation out of them. God didn't pick a 25-year-old man and a 25-year-old lady. But because he's a God in whom nothing expires, no matter the age, no matter what has happened to you, as long as you are in him, I say nothing expires. Your dream is still alive. Your testimony is still alive. Your expectation is still alive. And your future is secured. I say your future is secure. Today, 31st December. ends another phase of God's dealing with us. God does not live within time. But God created us to live in time. So that he will manifest himself through us. 2024 is all about what you do with Jesus. As we read in John 14:6, Jesus is the way into 2024. He is already gone ahead to break open the way for you. According to Micah chapter 2 verse
13,
Jesus is the way into 2024. I said Jesus is the way into 2024. Jesus holds the key of the year 2024. Look, he already knew 2024 before it comes. Whilst you have no idea about what 2024 is going to be, Jesus already knows. I say he already knows. He already knows. Metro TV were interviewing me at the office and they were throwing some questions to me. What do I tell the nation about 2024? And I told the nation, if you think you can make it without Jesus, you are lying.
Metro TV for Baba Bia Metin was sure, but to my no beside me say, a day in a me catcher or mine of a fair Adrianum, you know, Adrianum nine home, me catcher once said.
In the secular world, 2024 is going to be a terrible year. Very, very, very terrible. I have not gotten there. Jesus is the truth of 2024. His interpretation of situations, condition, events, and happenings is what you should accept, not what you see, feel, and hear. Get that again. 2024. Jesus is the truth of 2024. His interpretation of situation, what he says about situations, what he says about conditions, what he says about events, what he says about the happenings, is what we should accept, not what we see on TV, not what we hear from the media. Not what we feel. Because Jesus is the truth. When he says it is difficult, it's difficult. When he says it's not difficult, it's not difficult. When he says believe, believe. When he says it is possible, it is possible. Like he said to Jairus. When Jairus went to him, that my daughter is dying. According to Mark chapter 5. And Jairus wanted him to come and touch the daughter. Whilst he was speaking, Jairus was speaking to him. Some messenger came from Jairus' house. Why do you bother the master? The child is dead. Jairus said to him,
Jairus, catch your Jesus.
I like the way the Bible puts it, ignoring what they said. Ignoring what they said. Ignoring what they said. You are going to hear many voices. There are billions of voices about situations, about events, about things. You are going to hear different opinions, people's opinions. You are going to hear. But Jesus said to Jairus. Jesus said, ignoring what they were saying. Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe. My sister, people are saying, you are growing old. At your age, you have even stopped your menses. No husband. Are you sure? Are you sure? That is what people say. That is their opinion. The nation is falling. The nation is failing. The economy is failing. Our leaders are failing. Nothing is working. That is what people are saying. Because that is what they see. That is what they feel. That is what they hear. But the Bible says, Jesus ignored what they were saying and turned to Jairus. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe. 2024. You must ignore. You must ignore. You must ignore what your body is telling you. What the system is telling you. What the media is telling you. What the voices are saying to you. And listen to Jesus alone. Because he is the truth. I said Jesus is the truth. I said Jesus is the truth. You see, sometimes we ourselves, we are our personal enemies. The things we say to ourselves. In fact, if Jesus had not spoken to Jairus, quickly, those words would have neutralized Jairus. Many of you are sitting here. It is the grace of God that brought you here. Because the things you have heard about your situation. Look, the devil has anointed some people's mouth, eh? When they tell you something,
so,
it's like that is your end. I used to have an auntie that I lived with. My auntie that I lived with. From 1970 to some distance, I lived with her. When she insults you, when she describes you like an animal, even when you are walking, you are no longer a human being. She has taken life out of you. We have people like that. Some years ago at North Kaneshi, I was passing. When a man and a wife were quarreling, and I stopped, the words that were coming from this woman's mouth. Do you know that finally when the man came out from the room, I saw that he sucks. He was wearing brown and black. Brown and black. So I remember I was the one who called his attention. I said, oh, sir, your socks. Your socks. Then he looked at it. He just shook his head. He said, he just made like this. And then he went back inside. We have people like that. That the devil has anointed. They will speak one way. And you are finished. But listen to me. 2024. May the Lord anoint your ears. To identify such voices. And reject such voices in the name of Jesus Christ. Look, don't believe the media, always. I thank God for the media, but don't believe them. The media speaks facts. They don't know the truth. Behind facts, behind what you see, what you feel, is a fact. But behind it is the truth. And the spirit that controls the media is Ephesians 2:2. The prince of the power of the air. The prince of the power of the air. The prince of the power of the air. The media can be a blessing.
Media bet niye insura.
But they can also be something else. Again, Jesus. In 2024, Jesus is the life of 2024. According to John chapter 14, verse
6.
What he says the year should produce or manifest is what it will be. The only way we can be relevant in the year. In the year 2024, it's not by what the media is saying, not by what the economists are saying, not by what the rulers are saying, but only through Jesus who holds the key to yesterday, today, and forever. Our future is only secured in Jesus. Because Jesus is the master of yesterday. He is the master of today. And is the master of tomorrow. According to Hebrews 13:8. Since Jesus is the light of the world. According to John chapter 8 verse 12. He said, I am the light of the world. Since Jesus is the light of the world. In 2024. You are going to walk in the light of the world. You are going to walk in light. You are going to walk in light. You are going to walk in light. Every darkness around you. It's about to give way. It's about to give way. It's about to give way. Powers that have been holding you down. Powers that are pulling you behind. Powers that are blocking you. Because you are walking with Jesus. The light of the world. They will give up. And they will give way. They will give up. And they will give way. Having said all that I've said, your 2024 is solidly secured than you think. Because Jesus is alive. I say your 2024 is more than secure than you think. Because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive with your testimony. Listen to me. In 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 6.
1 Peter 4:6.
The Bible says, when he died, for this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead. That they might be judged according to men in the flesh. But live according to God in the spirit. Again, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 20.
1
Peter
3, 18 to 20.
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. You see, Jesus went to hell.
Yesu ko asamanjo
to preach to the souls
there.
He didn't only go there to preach. According to Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, Revelation 1:18, Jesus also went to the land of the dead, not only to preach but to collect the keys from death and hell. The keys of death and hell. The keys that death and hell were holding. Jesus went there to collect them. What does this imply to you and I? The implication here is, Jesus went to the land of the dead. Jesus went to the land of the dead to collect anything of yours. Are you here?
Yes.
The implication is that Jesus entered the land of the dead during those 3 days that he was in the tomb. His spirit went to the land of the dead to preach, to collect the keys of death and hell. And by this implication to us, he collected anything of yours that anyone has died with. That anyone has died with. Jesus visited your fourth generational ancestors. He visited them in hell to collect and restore to you whatever of yours that they died with. Whatever of yours that your fourth generational ancestors should have passed on to you. But out of envy, out of jealousy, out of ignorance, out of fear, out of whatever, they held it and died with it. Jesus went there and collected it from them to restore it to you. Jesus went to the land of the dead. He retrieved your star. He retrieved your glory. He retrieved your dream. He retrieved your destiny. He retrieved your entire being. He retrieved your greatness. He retrieved your testimony. Look, this message is your greatest deliverance. There are three things the Lord has been
teaching me for about 3 months now. And I was asking the Lord, why didn't I know this when I was 30 years? Before now that I'm 60 years. You see, God knows that 60 years, you don't have so many years to live. So he begins to give you shortcuts. But when you are 20, 30, 40, you have still some years. So he wants to take you through the process. He will not show you certain things. I said, God, why did you let me know this? Why have I worried so much in life? Why have I thought so much? Why did you teach me this? But this is just the time. And thank God that what he has shared with me, you are also hearing it. I say you are also hearing it. I say you are also hearing it. And you know, after he died, he didn't just die. For 3 days, that the grave held him. According as it has been destined. Then what happened? On the third day, he rose again. What does the resurrection mean? He resurrected, number one, to open our graves. As far back as the Old Testament. In Ezekiel 37, about 700 years before this thing happened. Ezekiel 37, verse 12 to 14. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, all my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Now, today, is no longer the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, oh my people, and brought you up from your graves, I will put my spirit in you. The Holy Spirit is already in us. And you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Your own land is your destined place. It's a realm now. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By implication,
actually say,
it means that as long as Jesus has resurrected, and the grave that has been holding your soul, that has been holding your dream, that has been holding your star, that has been holding your destiny, that has been holding your testimony, and the grave that has been holding anything of yours, it has been opened. 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 Look, let me tell you. Don't just shout amen, amen. It should be a shout of faith. And you should really receive it. Because as you are receiving it, it is actually happening. I say it is actually happening. You will leave this place and certain opportunities will just begin to come. Certain calls will just begin to come. Because the graves have been opened and things are coming out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I declare, in the grave that still exists,
in anyone's life.
Yes, Lord.
By the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sorry, amen.
Let that grave be open right now. Let that grave be open right now. Any demonic prophetic action that has been taken by witches and wizards. Anything of yours that has been buried anywhere, I declare, let that grave be open right now.
Jesus' name.
Let that grave be open right now.
Jesus' name.
Let that grave be open right now.
Jesus' name.
In 2024, no grave can hold your soul. No grave can hold your star. No grave can hold your dream. No grave can hold your destiny. No grave can hold your womb. No grave can hold your health. No grave can hold your marriage. No grave can hold your relationship. I say in 2024, there is no grave. 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 No grave. No grave.
Yes, Lord.
These envelopes and these altars, you are going to have problems. They should have been guarded. Listen to me. 2024, no altar of darkness can accept your picture or your image. Any place your picture will be sent. Any place your image will be sent. Any place your cloth will be sent. For any demonic prophetic action, no altar will be ready to accept it. No altar will be ready to accept it. No altar of darkness will be ready to accept it. You see, don't be surprised you are here. Look, this world, eh?
We are seeing.
I laugh at Christians.
Mystery a Christopher.
This world,
we are seeing,
is a dangerous place to live. I pity those who live without Christ. This world is a wicked place. You see, that is why, please. Those of you who think that you are secured, I laugh at you. I'm telling you. Those who think they have money, they are rich. Look, I thank God for your life. Those who have worked hard, look, I appreciate you so much. But for you to think that you are secured is the greatest mistake. Anything can happen. I have seen people losing everything within a second. The first Ghanaian agronomist was my uncle. Kwame Nkrumah sent him to Pakistan, Israel, and
America.
In 1960s, to go and learn agriculture. His house at the airport. 1974, when we go there, you press the bell, you press something, and the voice will speak. So we were calling the house, the gate that speaks. The gate that speaks. The last thing the man was selling was his deep freezer. After he has lost everything, I was there that day when he came to my mother. At North Kanish. That my mother should buy his last deep freezer so that he can have something to eat. He sold that house at airport, two houses, airport, he sold them. He sold them. Just selling. The family was scattered. They were scattered. Finally, before he died, he forced himself to become a pastor. He forced himself to become a pastor. He was living in somebody's kiosk. The children were living with their friends. If you think you have made it, sorry for you. Here on earth, you don't relax. You never relax. It's a battleground. As I'm talking to you right now, this December, from December 10th, the news I have heard is terrible. It's terrible. I have had three news. One of them, Lieutenant Kenan knows the person. Lieutenant Kenan knows the person. You know the person. You know the person, but you don't know the story because he's a military person. This person whose father struggled. I remember when this boy was going to university. The father even came to me and my wife. That we should give him 100,000. Those days, maybe today is about 100 CD or something. I told him to give me time. My mother brought him. And truly after 1 week, I told my mother that then he came, I gave him. People donated for him to go to school. He came out. He was first class, whatever you call it. He went to the military, he was picked. Today, I will not talk his rank. His rank is higher than Lieutenant Kenan. Lieutenant Kenan is now coming there. 10 days ago, you know what he went to tell the father? He's rich now. Build a big house. He visited the father, gave him money. They celebrated. When he left there and got to Accra, he called the father. I am sorry. From today, you are no longer my father. You are no longer, as I'm talking, the father cannot come out of the room. He has gone to change his name, change everything. What has happened? He has gone to the mother's side. Do you think it's ordinary? It's not ordinary. You see, I look at politicians. When, as long as they are there and making money, they are on top. The moment their party loses, look at them. So what is it that you are celebrating? Let me tell you. Only in Christ you are secure. Only in Christ your destiny is secure. Only in Christ your future is secure. Only in Christ you have hope. From 10th December to now, I have had three terrible news. That has really shaken me. In this world, it's only in Christ you are secured. Because Jesus Christ has resurrected. And is alive. In 2024. No sacrifice. To demons. can hold against you. I said, no sacrifice to demons can hold against you. No sacrifice offered to demons against your destiny can hold against you. It will never hold. Because Jesus is alive. Like what I just told you right now. Do you think what has happened to this gentleman is normal? I know the day this gentleman was brought forth, the outdooring that the father organized. And when you look at his face, nobody will tell you that this is this man's son. Today, he says, you are no longer my father. Now that it is time for the father to enjoy. You think he's ordinary? It's a wicked world. This world is not a place to relax. It's only when you get to heaven. That is when you are safe and secure. But in this world, it is only in Christ that you are secured. Only in Christ that you are saved. Only in Christ that everything of yours is secured. People are doing things. Let me tell you. That opportunity you are looking for. Do you think you are the only one looking for it? Do you know what people are doing to get that opportunity? Libroto kabayanda. Li karama shokoto kabayataya. A great man of God was saying, his member came to him.
They
said, there is an opportunity. A business worth $100 million. With a certain governmental institution. And he wants to bid. He and his friends are bidding. The two friends are Muslims. So he went to his bishop. To sow a seed, to build an altar. 1,000 cedis. To build an altar. The bishop lay hands and that man, his prayer don't fall. His prayers never fall to the ground. He made declarations. But the contract didn't go to him. The contract went to his Muslim friend. He hit his head. In fact, because he recorded when the bishop was, he recorded the bishop was saying that God has given you the contract. He has given you double this and this and that and that and that and that and that and that. So the bishop asked, okay. But the thing didn't work. He went to the bishop crying. Said, bishop, the thing didn't work. He said, so? But it has worked. Why is he went to the bishop with 1,000 cedis to sow seed? His Muslim friend went to the chief imam with 100,000 cedis and 10 cows. 100,000 cedis and hold 10 cows. 100,000 cedis and hold 10 cows. So 100 cedis and 10 cows equated to 1,000 cedis. 100,000 hold Ghana cedis, 100,000 cedis and 10 cows equated to 1,000 cedis. Somebody went and gave 1,000 cedis. Are you clear now?
Obi Awodi aham pim.
When he heard it,
Ode tutun wa.
He said, ah.
Ozi, hey.
He went back to the bishop.
Oko ni sofun chain.
With 120,000.
Odi 120,000 ekoye.
With something.
Any nyema bi.
The bishop declared.
Ni sofun kan sem.
Do you know what happened? He got another contract.
Onya fufro.
But then they took the other one from the other person and added it to his. Let me tell you. I don't know how you understand what I'm saying. Look, there are spiritual realities. Here on earth, we don't just live. Christianity is not just going to church and coming. Pray and listen to the Holy Spirit. The instruction he will give to you. The direction he will give to you. Because it is a place of dominance. Do you know how many women want your husband? How many women want your husband? Do you know how many women are eyeing your husband? I remember when I got born again. The leader of our fellowship is now a professor. He has been here before. I don't want to mention his name. Professor. He's now a professor. He was working with a certain lady to marry. And then the people of the fellowship felt that the lady is a low class for him. And they were trying to suggest another lady. But you can see that this, our leader, his heart was with this lady. Not with the one they were suggesting. People started having all night. Against them, Christians, they started having all night. One day, the lady just looked at him and slapped him. He said, ah, what have I done? He said, you cry hot. They have broken it. They broke it. They broke it. They broke it. They broke it. Even in the church, as we are seated here. As we are seated here. Some of us are in the soulish realm. We are not spiritual. So when they announce somebody's wedding, they announce somebody's testimony. Oh, this person too. Can this person marry? Do you know what is speaking through you? Do you know the spirit that is speaking through you? It's witchcraft. I'm telling you, it's witchcraft. Witchcraft is speaking through your soulish realm. Soulish realm. Soulish realm. Matthew chapter 16 verse 23. Matthew 16 23. When Satan spoke through Peter, and Jesus rebuked Peter, Jesus rebuked Satan, get it behind me. That is why Christians, we need to grow in prayer, in the word. Otherwise, you'll be a soulless Christian. And things will be using you without you knowing. But in Christ, when you are solid in Christ, everything of yours is secured. I say everything is yours and secured. Everything of yours is secured. There was a time, me, I have suffered in the hands of women. Women. Oh, they just want me. They want me. They want me. They want me. Why? Why? They just want me. But no one has gotten me. Apart from the one that God has given to me. But listen to me. Some few years ago, three people nearly captured me from her.
Hey,
Danieli.
But a few years ago,
but do you know how she got me back? Do you know how she got me back? She never fought them. She was always smiling. But listen to me. Today when they look at her, they are afraid of her. They say, we can't play with this woman. That is how you should be in Christ. Don't just sit down. That what belongs to you will be taken away from you. 2024. Anything of yours in the hands of the wrong person is coming back to you right now. I say it's coming back. It's coming back. Whatever you have lost to somebody, by the resurrection power, take it back right now. Take it back right now. Take it back right now. That scripture in Ezekiel. Is it Ezekiel 37? Is it Ezekiel 37? A ruin, a ruin. It overturns, 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 and comes to whom it belongs. What's the scripture, Gladys? A ruin, a ruin. So we didn't write that scripture down. It will go round, 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 round. Say whatever that is mine, that is in the wrong hands. According to the word of God, give her that scripture. So you didn't write that scripture down during the time we were praying? Ezekiel what? 21 verse what? 27. Give us Ezekiel 21, 27. Ezekiel 21, it's 21, 27. Overthrown. I will make it overthrown. It shall be no longer until he comes to whose right it is. And I will give it to him. I declare to you, Jesus, on the basis of Ezekiel 21, 27.
Jesus.
As we enter 2024.
Yes, Lord.
Any blessing of yours. Any position of yours. Any opportunity of yours. Any breakthrough, any open door. Anything that should belong to you. But has gone to another hand. Let it perish in the hands of that person. But let it come back alive. Let it come back alive. Let it come back alive to you. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. It belongs to you.
Jesus.
It belongs to you.
Jesus.
It belongs to you.
Jesus.
Blessings in the hands of witches and wizards. Blessings in the hands of witches and wizards. Blessings in the hands of the children of the devil. Take them right now. Let the resurrection power restore them back to you. Retrieve them right now. Recover them right now. Place them back into your life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I can see people coming out. I can see things coming out of people's hands. I can see people receiving. 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 Shata kabaya. Ipaya. Maranda kaba. Shekle kora ba 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 ba. 2024. No satanic covenant can stand against you. No satanic covenant can stand against you. Jesus arose. Jesus came from hell. Jesus came out of the grave with your star, which will start shining in 2024. or whose brightness shall increase in 2024. Jesus came out of the grave with your destiny. With your destiny. With your dream. With your testimony. Therefore, I break you into 2024.
Jesus' name.
Your breaker year is 2024.
Jesus' name.
2024. I can hear a voice saying,
Ago.
Ago. Ago. Ago.
Jesus.
And the powers inside are saying, Amen. Let the owner come. 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 Kapataka. Let the right owner come. 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 Let I can hear. Mama, 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 mama. Let the right owner come. Let the right owner come. And I declare, you are the right owner. You are the right owner. Say, I am the right owner. Say, I am the right owner. I tell Aliboja, mention your name. I am the right owner. 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 I am the right owner.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening right now. Shalakarama Santa Kabayatia. Ho ratama shike borite kebasia. Hajindo le karia tu rabaita kaba. Just forget yourself right now. Forget about who is around you. Tonight is an individual night. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I break you out of the womb of confinement.
Jesus' name.
I break you out of the womb of confinement. I break you out of the womb of limitations. I break you out of the womb of restrictions. I break you out of the womb of captivity. I break you out of the womb of obscurity.
Jesus' name.
I break you out of the womb of delays. Tonight is a night. Tonight is a night of taking over, of violent entry, of violent recovery, of violent possession. 2024 is a new beginning. It's 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 a new beginning. Begin to declare. I break out, I break out. I break out, I break out. I break out, I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out of the womb. The womb of confinement. The womb of limitation. The womb of restriction. The womb of captivity. The womb of obscurity. The womb of delays. I break out. This is the prophetic word for 2024, which I can give you now. 2024, there will be a mighty shake-up. A mighty shake-up, number one, within the church. The body of Christ universal.
Christo asafo.
God is going to cause a mighty shake-up in the lives of those who are fake. Those who are fake. Those who are rebellious. Those under no authority. Those who use other means to do ministry and blaspheme the name of God. There is going to be a mighty shaker. We are going to hear things. You would think it's the devil, it's not the devil. In fact, the shake-up started during the COVID time. The COVID time came to differentiate real Christians. Do you know that up to now that the COVID is over, some people are still not going to church? Another shake-up is coming. First in the church. Those who are not serious Christians. Those who are just pretending. Be serious now. No time for fake Christianity. No time for fake Christianity. God is serious. God was telling me that there is no more time. And I've been asking God, what do you mean that there is no more time? I know Jesus is coming in a moment from now. The trumpet will sound. Pastors, let's be serious now. Those of us who are overseers, God has made us overseers of the church that he bought with his blood.
Let's
be very careful how we are pastoring and leading his flock. Because from 2024, we are going to know that Jesus is actually the shepherd. Those pastors who are taking the ministry for granted, taking people for granted, they are not under any authority. Those men of God who have made themselves demigods to be worshipped, taking the glory of God, God is going to set you aside because he can no longer share his glory. We are to draw people to Christ and build an army for him. The other day, some pastors came here. I won't mention the name, because if I mention, thank God now we have Facebook, so they can go and watch. Because now you go and say, hey, Pastor, the way Pastor talk about you, what did I say? I didn't say anything.
He said Facebook won't see.
Some pastors came here to thank me. And I was telling them, there are two different pastors. Those who are just maintainers. Sunday people will come to church. They will give offering. I will tell them something. Wednesday, Bible studies. Friday, that is all. They are maintaining. Such pastors, they are taking you nowhere. You have no destiny with them. And I was telling them that such pastors, people will like you. Only those who are serious will talk against you of what you are not doing. But majority will accept you as you are. And then we have pastors who build souls. Because when you are building, you are like a potter.
Why you say on your own?
You are like a refiner. That is when you are invading into people's lives. You see through them. You rebuke where rebuke is needed. You correct where correction is needed. You straighten. Like me, that's my ministry. People will not like you. They will say you are, they will give you all kinds of names.
One can cry.
But let me tell you, we carry people's destinies. We are making people's destinies real. But you will never be popular. But 2024, a change is coming. I say a change is coming. A change is coming. A change is coming. In the spiritual realm. In inside the church. Then in the secular world. There is going to be a shake up. In the secular world. Those who have no fear for God. Those who think God is no more relevant. Systems will collapse. 2024, there will be a lot of mental challenges. Because of the way some things will happen. People will be shocked. But listen to me. to those of you in Christ, the Bible says, you only see with your eyes. You only hear with your ears. It shall never, never come near you. It shall never, never come near you.
And pain will.
Those who are expert in taking what does not belong to them.
2024
is your end. It's your end. Everything you have taken, God is taking it out of your hands. God is taking it from your hands. God is taking it from your hands. God is taking it from your hands. There are others I can't see now. Shall we rise up?
Yeah, sorry.
Let's go to the table right now. Within 20 minutes. Because our time for the prophetic action is coming right
now.
The Lord Jesus himself is serving the communion. We are lifting this cup. It is by the blood of Jesus that they came out of captivity.
It is
by the blood of Jesus Christ that Exodus occurred. So we are lifting the cup of Exodus. We are lifting the cup of our victorious exit and entry. Please, we have no time. By 12 minutes to this thing, we need to do that action. Communion fast. Don't let my things come. Those of you online, please, you can also join us. You can also, everyone can join us. Immediately you pick it. Begin to declare, I lift this cup over 2024. I lift this cup over 2024. I lift this cup over 2024. By the power of the blood, I shut down the negative gates of 2023 behind me. I shut them. And by the power of this cup, I open the gates of 2024. And I enter the gates of 2024. If you are singing, look. Sing and atone. When I'm talking, just be singing. But you just sing. Continue what you are doing. That's how it is. We are working together. Don't wait for you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one of the secrets of living a victorious life.
Is to
know the season. To be able to read the spiritual season. And to know what you should do. When you miss that time, 10 years time, something will happen which should not have happened because you miss something on your
body.
If you are here, you haven't given your life to Jesus. Even though you are holding the communion, please come. Jesus first. If you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus. Or you are not just serious with Jesus. And you want to rededicate your life. See, some of the things God is telling me about 2024, they are very simple things. They are very, very simple things.
He
said, look, focus on Jesus. Don't focus on situations. Don't focus on human beings. Focus on Jesus.
Focus on Jesus.
I said, wow. Is there anybody here?
Obiwa Hamza.
You haven't given your life to Jesus.
Or
you want to rededicate your life to Jesus.
Ushers.
Look, he is coming alone. Nobody is walking with him.
Ushers.
When they are coming, follow them. Sunday school teachers, today, all of you are ushers. Sunday school teachers, prayer warriors, you are ushers. Leaders, you are ushers today. Is anyone joining our brother?
You
should turn and leave. They should face me.
Stand,
stand. Is anyone?
So,
there are many people here. Who are yet to give themselves to you. Some are not committed. You are just going to church. But you are not committed.
So
2024. You have no idea. Is it 1 minute to 12? What's the time? 11 hot. So what time are you using? 1 minute to 12. Why did you make my heart beat like that? Lord Jesus, this is your body and your blood. This was what you did for me on the cross of
Calvary.
This is the evidence of your victory over death, over sin, over Satan, over hell, over the kingdom of darkness. I welcome this evidence. I am connected to this evidence. As I leave this cup, I set this cup against the giants of 2024, against the mountains of 2024, against any principality, against any power witchcraft power, occult power, juju power, and any power that is waiting for me in 2024, I set this car against you from my father's house, from my mother's house, from my environment. I set this car against you in the name of Jesus. I come against you by the power of this car. I declare and decree, let your gates be shut. Let your gates be shut against me. Let your gates be shut. 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 Let the gates of death, let the gates of accident, let the gates of defeat, let the gates of sickness and disease, let the gates of failure, let the gates of poverty, let the gates of delay, let the gates of setback, let them be shut. Let them be shut. Let them be shut. Let the gates of premature death, let the gates of diseases and sicknesses, let the gates of lack and scarcity, let the gates of delay, let the gates of singleness, let the gates of miscarriages, let the gates of barrenness, let them be shut, 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 let them be shut.
Let them be shut in the name of Jesus.
Shut the gates.
Shut the gates
of. Shut the gates of disappointment.
Shut
the gates of principalities and powers.
Shut the principalities and powers.
Shut the gates of witches and wizards.
Shut the gates of witches and
wizards. Shut Akara.
Agata da
gosta. Imprete keba ataya. Shut the gates right now.
Shut the gates.
Shut the gates. Shut the gates.
Shut the gates.
Shut the gates of wickedness.
Shut the gates of wickedness.
Shut the gates of darkness. In your life and your family. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Isaiah 43:27 says, Isaiah 43:27, your first forefather sinned, and your spoken men have transgressed against me. Verse 28, so I will pollute the princes of the sanctuary, and I will consign Jacob to the ban, and Israel to reviling. Say, let this cup
examine
my bloodline.
My bloodline.
Let this cup.
Examine.
My ancestral bloodline. Through which the enemy is fighting me. Let this blood examine.
Examine and purge me
and detach me and disconnect me from my ancestral bloodline. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let nothing be found
in my bloodline
that the devil will use to fight me again.
This
blood enters into my blood. Let everything that I've inherited
from
my bloodline
be neutralized.
be flashed out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By faith,
I eat
the broken body,
in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we eat right now?
We have 3 minutes more for our operation. Say, by faith, I drink the blood.
In
the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let this blood speak for me in 2024. Let the voice of this blood sound the loudest. Let the voice of this blood shut down any voice from any realm against me. By faith, I receive the blood and I drink in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we drink right now? You know what to do. It has happened. The blood has started fighting. Now listen, Shakata. We have 2 minutes more according to my time. 11:48. We are starting the operation right now. You know, we have overlapping prophetic hour. And so prophetic action. 2 years are exchanging baton. 2023 is giving way to 2024. 2 months are exchanging baton. December is giving way to January. 2 days are exchanging baton. Sunday is giving way to Monday. You are the middleman. You are the umpire. You are the determinant. All this is about you. You are about to birth yourself right now. You are about to birth your year. Right now, the 12 minutes to 12. The first 6 minutes. We are going to do what you call internal detachment and reset. Say internal detachment. Internal detachment.
Please.
Those who are moving about and all that. Now it's individual. Fine. Say in the name of Jesus. Now we are listening to me carefully. Everything we are going to declare is what is inside you now. The first 6 minutes is what is inside you. Then the next 6 minutes, what is outside you. Then at 12 exactly, we'll give the victory shout. And then we shall continue. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Examine me now.
Examine me now.
Examine my soul.
Examine my soul.
Examine my spirit.
Examine my spirit.
Anything in me.
Anything in me.
That will slow me down.
That will slow me down.
That will distract me.
That will distract me.
From God's purpose.
From God's purpose.
That will frustrate me.
That will frustrate me.
And steal away.
And steal away.
My 2024.
My 2024.
Let it drop. Out now.
Let it drop out now.
Let it drop out of me now.
Let it drop out of me now.
And let it die.
And let it die.
Let anger die.
Let anger die.
Let offense die.
Let offense die.
Let unforgiveness die.
Let unforgiveness die.
Let bitterness die.
Let bitterness die.
Let lust die.
Let lust die.
Let fear die. Let disobedience die. Let envy and jealousy die. Let every wrong habit die. Let every negative inherited or acquired habit that will frustrate, My 2024. Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Now continue to declare certain things that must die inside you, inside you, within you.
Hey,
it is working. It is working. It is working. Yes. Let it die. Let it die. Every offense, every anger, every discouragement.
Let every discouragement die. Let every envy, O God, and jealousy die. Let them die, O God. Let last die. Let every negative inherited.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say any hidden thing within me that the devil has been using against me. Let it die now. It shouldn't cross over with me. Let it die, let it die. Let it die, let it die. Let it die, let it die. Let it die, let it die.
Let them die in the name of Jesus. Ayata Kosatinianta, Ipelekatelebian Copa, Yakopa Kosatelebe, let them tie me, Yatatabo Kotolobo Copa, Ayaka Palaba, I am not crossing over with you, Ayata Kosata, Ipokot,
yes,
Ratopa,
yes,
Ipelekais.
If you are married, do the same for your husband. Do the same for your wife. Do the same for your children. Shatakamaya, apa karaba ata, apa paitaka, lefreketeke ba antaya, ya papa le karaba ata kama.
Ika telebeka pa, ratata, ipatonta, rakapa.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The next 6 minutes to 12. Now you are going to detach yourself from anything outside you that is fighting you. External existing orders, demonic orders, covenant, sacrifice that empower the devil against you. External powers,
to me,
doors and gates to negative voices, relationships, old self. Old version, old edition. Your painful and negative yesterday. They must die. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare. Anything that is existing outside me that the devil is using to slow me down, to settle me for less, to steal my ears, to pluck me from my blessings. Let it die now. Let them die now. Existing altars, existing covenants, existing sacrifices. Yes, let them die. Let them die. Shatakaya. External powers.
External powers.
Shut the gates.
I shut the gates
of negative voices.
Negative voices.
Negative relationship.
Negative relationships.
Shut the gates.
Shut the gates
of negative voices.
Negative voices.
Negative relationships. Yes. They shouldn't accompany you.
They shouldn't accompany me.
Shut the gates.
I shut the gates
of diseases.
Of diseases.
And sicknesses.
And sicknesses.
Shut the gates.
I shut the gates
of curses.
Of curses.
Shut the gates.
I shut the gates
of negativity.
Of negativity.
Shakata.
Ah.
Abra.
Shut the
gates.
Of
unnecessary battles. Shut the gates of hell. Shut the gates of ancestral powers.
Generational powers.
Shut the gates. Shut the gates. Shut the gates. Shut the gates. Yes. Yes. Shut the gates of witches and wizards. Yes. Powers that rob you. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Shatakala.
Di preketekeba.
Akakayaka. Le preketekeba. Shut the gate to your negative yesterday. To your negative past. To your painful past. Shut the gate. Shut the gate. Shut the gates right now. Shut the gates. Shut them down. Shut them down. They have no way. They have no place in your life. In 2024, they cannot cross over with you. Ya 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 ya. Shakata. 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 Ya 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 ya. Shut the gate of your past. Shut the gates. Knock them down. Knock them down. Yes, 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 yes. Lose it, lose it. Yes, yes, yes. Break it out. Break it out. Break it out. Break it out. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Say powers that have been projected.
Powers that have been projected.
That have been targeting my dream. Targeting my destiny. Targeting my life. Targeting my testimony. Targeting my prophetic
work.
Targeting any good thing about me. Those familiar spirits and powers from my father's house, from my mother's house, from the sea, from the mountains, from the desert, from the atmosphere, from the environment, from under the earth. Let them die. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
I have entered 2020. I have broken in.
Glory.
Yes, 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 yes. take it.
If God should open your eyes to see what is happening right now. If God should open your eyes to see what is happening right now. I am just shocked. The things I'm seeing. Destinies are being restored.
Amen.
Destinies are being restored.
Amen.
Look. My God.
Share.
Barata
Jesus.
Look. The dream you had 6 years ago. When you were 6 years. That dream you had. That you have been remembering. That dream has been restored. Look. Do you know what I'm seeing? I see like the ground is open. And angels are bringing things. And they are throwing them to every individual. Different things. They are throwing them. When it hits your chest, it remains there like that. I can't describe the things. Three people on my left here. Two ladies and a gentleman. I can see what was thrown. I can see on your chest. That which was thrown. It has been written life, 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 life. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life.
Shatakaba. Ipekete kobayanda latakaraba anda ipapa kayama ipekete kete take it now yes, some of you cannot stand. I can see some people shaking when the thing hit them. They are just shaking like that. They have received their loads.
Shatakaya.
Whatever you believe that has happened, just declare it right
now. Now
declare this with me.
Say,
on the foundation of the blood of Jesus Christ,
on the foundation of the blood of Jesus Christ,
and in the power of the Holy Spirit,
and in the power of the Holy Spirit,
I have entered my breaker year.
I have entered my breaker year.
2024. My breaker year.
My breaker year.
My breaker year.
My breaker year.
I have entered my breaker year. I have broken into my season.
I have broken into my season.
I have broken into power.
I have broken into power.
I have broken into prosperity.
I have broken into prosperity.
I have broken into possession.
I have broken into possession.
I have broken into promotion.
I have broken into promotion.
I have broken into prophecy.
I have broken into prophecy.
I have broken into my position.
I have broken into my position.
I have broken into my fulfillment.
I have broken into my fulfillment.
I have broken into my glory.
I have broken into my
favor. I have broken into my favor.
I have broken into my favor.
I have broken into abundance.
I have broken into abundance.
I have broken into healing and deliverance.
I have broken into healing.
I have broken into taking over.
I have broken into taking over.
I have broken into my marriage.
I have broken into my marriage.
I have broken into childbirth.
I have broken into my childbirth.
I have broken into my dream.
I have broken into my dream.
I have broken into stability.
I have broken into stability.
I have broken into my established season.
I have broken into my established season.
Declare what you have broken into.
I have broken into my In Jesus' name,
amen. Say, powers that couldn't kill me.
Powers that couldn't kill me.
In 2023, they are no more alive.
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 Powers that couldn't destroy me.
Powers that couldn't destroy me.
And my family.
And my family.
In 2023.
You are no more alive.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The Lord said I should declare this into your life. Let 2024 shut it
gates
to the attacks against you, to devil's battles against you. Shut it gates against death, against delays, against distractions, against disgrace, against disorder, against diseases, against disappointments, against disasters, against poverty, against projections from hell, against shame, against failures. I declare,
Jesus' name.
2024,
Jesus' name.
You can never disgrace us.
Mm-hmm.
It should never be within you that we lose. Within you that we failed. Within you that we died. Within you that we got sick. Within you that we backslided. Within you that something was stolen from us. It should never happen. It should never happen. Now I declare,
Jesus' name,
family, familiar spirit,
Jesus' name,
that have known you and follow you,
Jesus,
throughout the years.
Yes, Lord.
Every year, they manipulate and monitor you.
Jesus.
Shatakoba. 2024.
Yes, Lord.
You are there.
Jesus' name.
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 Those familiar spirits.
Jesus'
name. And powers.
Jesus'
in 2024.
Jesus'
you are there.
Amen.
You can no longer be found.
Yeah, who PM?
Do you know? I see seven demons laughing. And shaking their heads. And shaking their heads. Seven demons. They are giants. Say, let the giants.
Let the giants
of 2024,
of 2024,
let them die now.
Let them die now.
Let them die now. Let them die now. Let them die now. Let them die now. Let them die now. Let them die now. Let them die now.
Die. Die. Let the giant die.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you know what I'm seeing? The ground just opened. And swallow them.
Amen.
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 2024. Receive acceleration now. Receive speed now. Receive your liberty now. Receive your release now. Receive your freedom now. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I am just hearing this. I've never heard it before. Holy Spirit, please, I've never heard this before in my lifetime. I've never heard this before. They say, protocol non-compliance anointing. Protocol non-compliance. Anointing that breaks protocol. Anointing that doesn't go through protocol. Receive that anointing now. The Lord is saying, especially those of you who have been faithful, this anointing is for you.
Amen.
Protocol non-compliance. I've never heard this before. Protocol non-compliance.
Holy Spirit,
teach me more about this. Protocol non-compliance. Look. Why they have to kill? You will not kill.
Amen.
I say you will not kill.
Amen.
Why you have to know some big man? You don't need to know any big man. Thank you. Do you know what the Holy Spirit is telling me? The Holy Spirit is saying that Esther brought protocol. Esther. This is Bible, oh. Hey, we don't know things, oh. Shali krapta kabaya. Protocol non-compliance. Esther and Daniel. Mali karu shakaya. Le breketo kayama itali sheke. Li parika tu rata kushekete ima ande. Li brekete ke bare. Psalm 105, verse 37.
Enyom ohani enum enyuma biasa ensom.
Unclaimed, inaccessible ancient blessings have accompanied you right now.
Amen.
They have accompanied you right now. They have accompanied you right now. Blessings that your ancestors couldn't access. Everyone standing here and following by line, you have received an anointing to be greater than your ancestors, to access the blessings they couldn't access, shakata, to claim the blessings they couldn't claim. Ratako shakaba, ali aranda shakara, maka ipre tekora, alia.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Take your anointing oil right now. Take your anointing oil right now. Take your anointing oil right now. Water first. Take your water. Take your water. Your water. Water therapy. Leave the water right now. This is the first water you are drinking in 2024. Say, this is the water of life. Say, Holy Spirit, empower this water. Empower this water.
Empower this water.
As I drink,
let this water
refresh me.
Refresh my soul.
Refresh my spirit.
Refresh my senses.
Refresh my relationships.
Refresh
everything about me.
Refresh anything about me.
Let this water
flash out
any spiritual poison in my system. Let this water flash out
any burden,
anything that is a load that slows me down
every year
as I drink this water let those loads and burdens be flashed out.
Be flashed out.
As I drink this water, let this water become like the Red Sea that swallowed Pharaoh and his armies. When they tried to pursue the Israelites, any power that will try to follow me, let this water swallow. Do you know what I'm hearing? Sometimes when I hear this thing, I don't know whether it is myself or I am hearing. 2024. You are a threat to the devil. You are a threat to the devil. Say, I am a threat.
I am a threat.
Say, 2024. I am a threat to witches and wizards. I am a threat to the occult. I am a threat. Wherever I am, anyone with an evil spirit, I am a threat. 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 I am a threat.
I am a threat.
Shakata kabayakata. I hear. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rabo shokutu kaba itili. Laba katu shekete ma ante. Li karat. I am hearing the voice saying, I am the God who has brought you into 2024. I am the God who has ushered you into 2024. Whatever you have declared and truly believe and truly desire, it has happened. It has happened. Not that it will happen, oh. It has happened. 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 The Lord is saying, I should tell someone here. You have been having dreams that you are sitting in the wheelchair. Or you dream and see somebody sitting in the wheelchair. The Lord said, I should tell you, you will never sit in the wheelchair. The Lord said, I should tell you, that wheelchair has been crushed. 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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now you yourself, Kali Karandu, I am hearing a lot of things, Lord. Kibali, I don't know how to handle this. Shikula, Riko teke maziko teke bayanda. The Lord is saying, somebody is here. Your life is a pool of bitterness. Bitter things are happening to you. You are hated without cause. Painful things. The Lord is saying, He has dried out that bitter pool. He has dried up that bitter pool. I now declare, let that bitter pool in your life be dried up now. 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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I am hearing. You will not die like your father. Your father made a covenant that all his children would die the way he died. But the Lord is saying to somebody, you will not die like your father. Because you have inherited the resurrection power. Shatakabaya. Ipakayata. Larita. Kamayande. Now, you yourself, I want you to say something to the water right now. Speak what this water should do in your life. Mention, say, I de la libota. I am a covenant child of God. I now speak into this water in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let this water carry me through 2024. Let this water renew my strength. Let this water accelerate me. Let this water quicken things in my life. Shatakota. Let this water renew my relationships. My relationship with God. My relationship with my wife or my husband. My other relationships. Shatakota kaba. Libreketeke barakatua. Takamayatakabaya. I am hearing the heavenly choir, they are singing a song right now. Oh my God. Hey, kaya takaya. After we drink this water right now, I hear the heavenly choir singing. Stand up for Jesus. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Do you know? The Lord is saying, after drinking this water, supernatural boldness and courage is going to enter into you, that nothing can frighten you again, that you will now stand, you can now speak, you stand for Jesus. That was why the heavenly choir were singing. Say by faith, I receive the living water. I drink to live a victorious life, a prosperous life, a progressive life, a fruitful life, a healthy life, a blessed life in the year 2024 and beyond. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, shall we drink now? You can drink it. You can flash your head, your face, whatever it is. Use it whatever, however you want to use. Whichever way you want to use it. Those of you who brought many bottles, make sure that you don't mix it with any other water. I'm saying don't go and put it anywhere, because this one, declaration has been made on it. It is the water you yourself you brought. It is just ordinary water. But the moment you speak into it, it's no more ordinary. It is the words you have spoken. That is what gives this water a supernatural dimension.
To me,
stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers on the cross, lift up his cross.
Oh,
The Lord is in his house. I can hear the voice saying, you are exempted. You are exempted. You are exempted from that calamity, from that disaster, from that accident, from that death. You are exempted. I can hear the Lord saying, three cancers have died. Cancer. Die. The Lord is dealing with hidden diseases. I can hear fall prostrate. Is it prostrate or prostrate? Prostate. Yes, four men. Prostrate. Yes. It is dead. Take your anointing oil right now. Today things are going fast. And after this, I'm going to lay hands on you. I am going to break you in. All the declarations you have made, they are going to be sealed. Listen to me. Those who truly desire to marry this year, you will marry. Those who truly desire to have your baby this year, you have. Some things I'm hearing, I don't know whether they are from my own head. So I'm afraid to declare them. Thank you for helping me. Yes, take your anointing right now. Say, Holy Spirit, you are God. But this oil is a symbol of your nature. Manifest yourself in my life through this oil. Empower this oil by the application of this oil. Any area of my life that is not working well, let it begin to work well. Let things flow unceasingly in my life. Just as oil lubricates and make machines work easily, let this oil supernaturally lubricate every aspect of my life. I declare this oil the living oil for my 2024. Now speak into your oil right now. Maybe everything I've said, it's not relevant to you. So please say something to your
own.
I was preaching somewhere, and then when I was saying let's pray like this, a woman was really praying. I just went around the woman, and we were not killing people. Though. All she was saying, "Agbemo," is that what we say in Ghana? When you kill, "Agbemo." I was like, ask somebody, "Agbemo." I think it's about devil. She was just killing people. You know what? The prayer points I was raising, they are irrelevant to her. She wants somebody to die, so she was killing. So the same way I've led you, maybe all that I've said, please, whatever you want this oil to be, declare it right now. Don't look, if you know what the occultic are doing today, if you know what people do to take advantage of the system, you have no idea. If you have no idea, you have no idea. Christians. Shata kamaya. Declare into your oil right now. Don't look at anybody. Declare. Don't sleep.
Men dance so, men dance.
We are in a very critical moment. Kabayata kabaya. Kata kabayaka. By the application of this oil, no spell can work against you. No charm can work against you. Shata kabaya. By the application of this oil, you receive the mark of identification. Wherever you enter, powers that will know that somebody has entered.
To me, I will be say obi eraho,
and they will shut up. By the application of this oil, powers that are fighting your marriage,
to me, I could see our warrior.
They have been defeated.
Omedim kukuo.
Anybody who enters your home, the power that the person enters your home with,
to me, odi remuno,
is neutralized.
Ya brena say.
Anyone that enters your office,
obi obe rebe bia ote,
anything that follows that person to your office,
bia etine chi ewa hono,
that power is neutralized.
That to me no ajojo.
Parata kushi kema anti, shokoto karama iteke bazuta. Shakata. Say in the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
I receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
The manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
The manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
In my life.
In my life.
For my 2024.
For my 2024.
Through this oil.
Through this oil.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Now apply the oil. Anoint your forehead. Anoint under your feet. And apply it anywhere. Please don't remove your dress. God is not interested in your nakedness. We are in Assemblies of God Church. This is the oil you yourself you brought. Shakata kama shike bona liba kara. Everything we are doing here is biblical. Anointing under your feet. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25 and 26. It means you are going to walk in riches, in wealth. Any place you step, something good will come out of the place. When a charm is placed at a place, and you enter there, that charm is neutralized.
Deuteronomy
33:24 and 25.
And of Asher,
he said, more blessed than sons is Asher. May he be favored by his brothers, and may he dip his foot in oil. May he dip his foot in oil. Yes, Kalamarama. Apply the oil right now. And please, when you go home, just anoint a place at your gate. If you are living there alone, if you rent the place alone, anoint at the gate. If the house is not yours, but you have rented, anoint the gate. But if it's a compound house,
say if it's a,
don't anoint for people to see you. Just place the oil on your finger and then get closer to the gate and then touch it a little like this. Just touch it a little. When we went to Singapore, Sri Mariama Hindu Temple, there are only three types in the whole world. Three types. You enter the temple, gold. I mean, people from America all over, they come for excursion. We were giving anointing oil. Students, they taught us how to anoint.
In a way.
We are holding it in a way like this. You get to a place. You drop it.
We are conquering
the powers there. So that Jesus will begin to appear to them in the temple. So in the same way, if the compound house, don't anoint for everybody to see. Then your own door to your house. Don't do this thing for people to see. You know, we don't do spiritual things for people to see. Because when they see, they can neutralize them. The devil can use them to create situations that will cause that thing to be neutralized. Even there are prayers you don't pray and shout. There are prayers you don't pray loud for some people to hear. The way I pray when I'm alone, I don't pray like that, like this in the church. My personal prayer, when I'm praying 4 hours, 5 hours. If you come, you don't know. I can't pray them here. But when I'm alone, that's how I have survived. Don't do spiritual things for people to see. But where all of us are one together, yes, we can.
But among unbelievers,
you see, people always call me to come and dedicate their shop, their so and so, and all the workers are there. All the workers are there. No! Only you, the chief executive, should be there. Then the day you want me to come and pray for all the workers, it's a different thing. Because among the workers there, you don't know who is an agent. They live there and go to their camp. And everything that is done there, they send it there. This world is not a safe place. You need to be wise. We want to take our offering before impartation. Our first offering. Please listen to me. I don't want to say this, but I don't know how.
If you ask my wife and my children, there is something the Lord has taught us, which we are coming to do now. We are coming to secure financial and economic gates of
2024
by giving multiplicity of 24.
24
cities. 2 cities, 40 pesos. 24, 48, then times 3 is what? 50 what? 70. You are a mathematician, eh? Calculate. You are fast. 72. And you mentioned 70 something, eh? Okay. Fine. And then times 4 is what? 96. Then times 5. Yes. You see, I'm just saying this. I'm not saying it's compulsory.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying this. For Paul said, what you have learned from me, teach others. Take your offering right now.
You are foreign.
This is your first ever offering in 2024. I want you to speak. Say, this is the seed of 2024. This is like my first fruit. Let this first offering secure my financial gates and economic gates of 2024. Please, I beg you, as I've said,
Israel,
never live here on earth that you are so comfortable. You don't know. I have seen things, eh? I have seen the way rich people end. One small sickness will hit somebody, eh? Everything in the family will go. But that will never happen to you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.